Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast on the program, actually speaking live from NC and Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention in Boise, Idaho, is Mr. Tom Curley from Abrigo, and you're there at the Strategic Link kind of trade show vendor showcase there, right?
Yeah, no, we're live from the conference having a good time.
This is awesome. Awesome. I'm glad we could connect remotely via the conference. So my first question, obviously, Tom, is how's the conference going? How's it being back in person and seeing people again?
Well, first I have to get used to seeing people again. Yeah. But no, it's been great. It's been exciting to see everybody. We had a great reception last night, just getting to connect and network, and I think everybody's just ready to get back out and try to get back to whatever this new normal is, yeah, kind of moving forward. So, and just good to get some in-person education as opposed to all these webinars. I just don't know if I can sit any more of those right now.
right there with you, Tom. So yeah, I can't wait to get back out there as well. But hey, thanks for getting out there. And so before we get started talking about the conference and stuff, tell us a little bit about Abrigo. It's A-B-R-I-G-O. And tell about Abrigo and your mission and what types of products and services you guys offer for credit unions. How do you guys help credit unions?
Yeah, so Abrigo is actually a relatively, we'll say, new company. We kind of launched in 2019, but there's some brands that you're probably familiar with as credit unions. So if you've heard of SageWorks or Bankers Toolbox or MST or Farin, we kind of all came together there.
Oh, okay.
And really the goal of bringing all those companies together was that everybody was a private company, founder-led, but had this single mission of really wanting to help small businesses and their communities. And so the cool thing that, you know, kind of our founders all had the kind of same idea was, hey, what if we help the institutions that actually help the small businesses and the communities? And so we are really, you know, passionate about building solutions to help credit unions specifically, you know, compete with some of these other organizations that have these technology budgets and the millions and the billions there. And so that's kind of our mission, is really to help support them to then hopefully then trickle down to those small businesses and communities that they serve.
Yeah, because that's a big trend right now, especially as we come out of the COVID cocoon, so to speak, is that getting these small businesses back up and running, or even brand new ones, percolating to the surface as well. So it sounds like you guys are really helping out in that area. So, and my next question here is, the pandemic certainly showed that there's an urgent need for technology and innovation. Of course. But how can you guys help credit unions on the forefront in that area? Because again, we talked about the small business trend going on right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess just jumping right on the small business, right? I mean, everybody's probably heard of the dreaded triple P or PPP. Everyone, talk about it when it comes to the workload, but it was such this cool moment of really being able to come together and actually live out that mission. And so we really found that the credit unions that already had technology in place were able to really jump on that and make, you know, big things happen really quickly for those, you know, members in their community. And so kind of our, you know, what we hope now is we see the impact that technology has, you know, made over these last, you know, 18, 24 months and say, all right, do that for other loans, just beside these small business loans. Let's get in, let's do that for all of your consumer portfolio. Let's do that for all your commercial portfolio, you know, really kind of holistically getting that entire process automated so that you can once again get back to doing, you know, the things that, you know, we as credit unions want to do, which is really just talking with the members and really being engaged with them, as opposed to doing all this other data entry and, you know, other items that we'd just rather not deal with, you know, ourselves.
So one of the areas I see Abrigo talk about the most is the idea of one platform. So do you mind telling us a little bit about, or a little more about, how you guys accomplished this?
Yeah. So when we talk to credit unions, and it's really cool, we've seen a lot of automation go on, but what's happened is, you know, we've got an underwriting, you know, solution, we've got an application, we've got, you know, something for the loan administration side, but we don't see a lot of credit unions really having maybe one solution provider. And so what we've tried to do is really get all those processes on one system so that when you jump in the morning, you log into our SageWorks platform and you go end to end from that application through the underwriting all the way through some of those allowance, and I guess I'll say CECL out loud, but I don't want to scare anybody. But it was kind of doing all that on one platform, making sure that, you know, that all the data flows through, all the documentation is already there, just really trying to make that as easy as possible instead of having 35 passwords and everybody's in a different place.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of segues my next question here.
That's our attempt. We're working on it. I think we've done a pretty good job at it.
Oh, it sounds like it. Sounds like it. And I'm going to segue from that last, your last response there. Is like, how does Abrigo help improve the member experience? I mean, what types of things do you you guys build to continue to enhance that area?
Yeah, so we actually just launched kind of an entire new application experience. Wow. We're calling Dynamic Application. And so we're now able to take commercial account openings, consumer account openings, as well as both loan and for consumer and commercial, all the way through that same process that I just mentioned, mm-hmm. and really focused on, hey, how can we tweak and make sure that we're only asking our members for the fields that we need, but mm-hmm. also making sure that filling out any extra information. So lots of responsive fields and making sure it's available on the website, something that you can pull up at the branch if it's somebody that wants to do it that way, and also mobile friendly. I mean, that's become such an important, you know, item for a credit union to have, is a really mobile friendly environment. So just, we've just kind of reconfigured that entire area to really just continue to push and kind of thread the needle on maybe what we can do from an innovation perspective.
Yeah. And so how do you guys help out? How do you help manage that process, that, you know, technology rollouts and implementations? There's a lot of that going on right now. So how does Abrigo help in that process, or help make it better or more efficient?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way we look at it, right, is that we've got about 2,300 financial institutions across the U.S. using our platform. And so we've learned a thing or two along the way as far as best practice implementations. And so, you know, we want you to come in and we want you to be able to, you know, kind of configure the process the way that your credit union wants it set up. But also, if there's an area where you need some help or an area that you're not 100% sure, we can say, hey, there's a credit union your same size in your same region. This is how they're doing that. This is how you're setting it up and maybe making a few tweaks there. So if we're taking up a lot of that pressure of kind of starting from scratch or trying to customize something completely, we'd rather stay away from something like that and really just kind of leverage our team's knowledge in conjunction with kind of the credit union's just general processes.
Yeah,
if that makes
indeed.
Sense.
Yeah. All right. And I'm going to wrap up with a little conference talk here. Kind of like when we started out, we're going to end up with it. So how's the vibe at Max? What's the feeling in the air there? Are people excited to be back together again? Sounds like it. Sounds like that's the case.
Oh yeah. So excited. I mean, I think last night, most of the conversations I started off with at the reception were just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. And so good to see some of our customers that we hadn't seen, you know, in, I guess it's been 2 years now. So it's just great to see and interact with everybody. And I also just, I'm a people watcher. So I like just to sit down and watch all the, you know, credit unions, to see some of their fellow colleagues, other credit unions, just connect with them for sure. It's been a great opportunity for everybody to hopefully kind of shake this pandemic off and can move forward for sure.
Yeah, it's like a credit union's version of a high school reunion. It's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a couple of years. How's it going? What have you been up to? Type of thing. Yeah.
You're so right. I hadn't thought about it like that, but no, that's a great analogy.
Indeed. All righty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun there and learning a whole bunch as well. And above all, you know, back in person and saying hi to everybody. And that's pretty good stuff there. And the folks at Northwest Credit Union Association are delivering the goods as they usually do. So good stuff. Anything else to add, Tom, to wrap up?
Oh, I was going to say thank you so much to the Northwest Credit Union Association for having us, and they're putting on a fantastic event.
Indeed. All right, Tom. Thanks again. Appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of the show.